Through going back to the weekend, I told you I had a great time. I drove over to Stansbury.
Yep.
The Mighty Kangaroos. And what's happened over there?
And they've had a bit of rain over there too.
Oh, so. Gee. He shouted me a beer.
What?
Yeah, I've kept it. I didn't drink it. I kept it.
Hang on.
Tim the farmer.
Oh, that's right. Wall prices are good.
That's it.
Yeah.
No, it was he looked after me. He and Serena looked after me very, very, very well. But
did you sleep in Bernie's bed?
I did. Put his crow's jumper on, slept in his bed.
There's been a few go through that.
That's right.
Even more so after he left.
They're the away rooms. Yeah. But like a lot of towns over the years, the CMS Crows are Curramalka, Minlaton, Stansbury had to form. Had to amalgamate. But so what they did, though, they were celebrating Stansbury's premiership of 30 years ago before they joined in with the CMS Crows. So this
88.
Is Stansbury, the Kangaroos, yeah. 88, very good. But what I want to talk
Hawthorne
about.
Hawthorne did it on the weekend as well.
What I want to talk about is how funny the stories were. And life members got up. A couple of blokes in their 80s, would you believe, and talked. And really, really interesting. Gave their history of the club and what happened. And what I wanted to mention this morning is just everything we take for granted. You told me that you went and bought Sophie some football boots this week. Football boots.
Mm.
And what they cost, and they'll probably only last half a year. And you know, next year you'll have to get new ones. And I know what kids are like these days. The younger kids, they won't want hand-me-downs. They'll need their own pair, won't they?
Well, they don't even – they pick them out by the look of them.
Yeah, that's right.
Not by how they feel on the foot.
Yeah. And anyway, what I'm alluding to here is some of the stories. I want to share two or three with you, which I just – I love these sorts of things. But blokes stood up and told a story about 1 year they had to go and get players from Stenhouse Bay – to fill a B-grade team for them. They had to go and approach another town to help out. This is years ago, back I think in the 40s or 50s. One bloke rode his push bike every weekend to play for Stansbury from Stenhouse Bay.
About that.
100K along a dirt road.
What?
100K along a dirt road to play.
I'm tipping it wasn't a great bike.
No, play the game and then ride 100K back along the dirt
road. Oh, yeah, God. He said to the coach, can I skip the warm-up?
But how would you be?
Right, I think sporting clubs, footy clubs are just brilliant for that sort of stuff. And you grow up in there and at the time you don't realise what you're learning or what you're experiencing or whatever. But, I can just picture way back as a youngster the whole way through to I left at 17 there, just full of memories from the sort of Wakery Footy Club, and it shapes your life. I'll tell a little one just before we get going. I went down to watch the under-18s for a half on the weekend. The state under-18s played Victorian Country and having a look with the recruiting officers and everything, and it reminded me of when I got recruited. Neil Curley came up to Waker, and I didn't know this was happening. I was in the rooms getting ready to play. I just turned 16, and my best mate ran in there and said, oh, Neil Curley's here to watch you. And so I started getting nervous, and he'd organised with Dad to save a car park in where Dad parks. So Curl's pulled up. He gets out. He's got an esky full of beer. So the recruiters that I saw on the weekend had their iPads and all their information and, you know, cameras and, you know, they can stream it and all this sort of stuff. Curls rocks up with an esky full of beer, sits up to his dad. He said, where's the lad playing today? And Dad said, oh, he's playing in the forward pocket. Oh, I didn't come up here all the way to watch a lad play in the forward pocket. Put him in the middle. Anyway, I played in the forward pocket. They got stuck into the beers. And when I kicked my 10th, Curl said, bring him down to Adelaide next year. I think he'll be all right. So Dad and him got half cut on the boundary line. And that was the recruiting for the Adelaide Crows and West Adelaide.
And then on Monday, Kells went, which one was he again? Oh,
yeah, I think he'd be right. I know he kicked 10, so I think he'd be okay. But, so that was 1990. So it's changed a little bit in that time.